cast your mind back. We're asking you to throw your mind back to when you were young, some of the foods that you love, but cast your mind back to some of the toys you played with when you were younger. And Barbie dolls for the ladies and for some of the boys as well. I had some friends, wasn't me, who enjoyed playing with Barbie dolls, but I had some mates who I won't name at the moment. But how much did you look into it and what effect did that have on your life? Was it basically just playing with a G.I. Joe or a Barbie, or did it really start to twist how you thought you should look? Great to have Carly Rice. We're talking about Barbie body image this morning. Carly, good morning. It's interesting to read that just one play session with a Barbie doll can give girls as young as five the idea that that's how they've got to be. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, our research was kind of interesting in that sense. We actually weren't expecting that result. But yeah, quite surprising.
Well, I was saying before, generally when I was younger, if you played with a G.I. Joe, I didn't really think about it. It was just, hey, it's playtime. I'm flying through the air. I'm doing that kind of thing. What's been gleaned from this research, and is it carrying on through? Because I would have just thought it was just little girls playing with a doll, and it was no more harmful, or read no more into it than that.
I think, you know, for the most part, it probably is. But you know, these girls are just playing and being creative, and there's actually lots of positive things to come out of, you know, that play experience as well. But I think what we've found really is that it's possible that Barbie could be a contributing factor, you know, among the many other images we see of thinness all around us as we're growing up. Barbie could just be one of those kind of messages that gets through that, you know, this is desirable and this is something that, you know, girls should aspire to be like.
So where did the idea for the research come from?
Well, it was something that I was quite interested in because I have two daughters and they're about that age, so they're playing with Barbie dolls and getting quite creative, and I was aware of some of the conflicting research about this that's occurred in the past. There's been discrepancies in results about whether Barbie causes body's dissatisfaction and all kinds of things like that, and so I was quite interested to see what my results would turn out. I was actually trying to kind of explain perhaps some of the discrepancies in the research, and we also decided to measure this concept of thin ideal internalization. So that was probably our main finding, was that one session of playing with Barbie did actually kind of
contribute
yeah, to the girls desiring to be thinner when they're older.
How did you measure responses from the girls you interviewed?
So for thin ideal internalization, what we actually had was 9 different pictures that we held up on a big A3 piece of paper, and they ranged from being really thin, skeletal, to morbidly obese. And what we did was ask the girls which one of these pictures along this scale they would most like to look like when they're older.
And I'd imagine the point was going to someone who kind of sort of looked like Barbie.
Yeah, well, essentially what we found was, compared to our control group, which was actually a group that was playing with My Little Pony dolls, we found that the girls who were exposed to Barbie overall tended to select a thinner figure than what those in the control group did.
Well, the manufacturers, Mattel, they discredited the research. Were you surprised by that? Did you expect big business just to go, look, no, it's just a toy, it has no problems, and keep on selling?
Oh, I don't know that I was necessarily surprised by that, because I think it's quite natural for them to be a little bit defensive about their product. Although I do think that, you know, the typical play experiences of girls where it's very free and open is probably a bit different to what we did, which was very structured play, as well as exposing girls to images of Barbie or Barbie in kind of still scenarios. And so I think that, you know, perhaps they might have a point in that sense, but there's also quite a lot of opportunities for girls to be exposed to Barbie in the ways that we presented them. Like, we had girls playing with them in a way that's very similar to how girls play in groups when they're like, oh, do this with your Barbie, or, oh, what about if this happens? And also the images of Barbie that we see around the place, and even just seeing Barbie in the packaging on the shelf. You know, there's lots of ways that girls are exposed to Barbie that are similar to what we presented in our study.
Carly, do you think one of the problems is when we're all younger, obviously there is more being shown on television, video, the internet. So years gone by, you just had Barbie, but there was a little bit on television, but now all of a sudden that image of a Barbie is everywhere. So do you find that that is actually reinforcing to the girls as well?
I think it's really hard to say, but I definitely do think they could be a contributing factor.
Okay, well, I suppose young girls will be young girls. What's the message to parents and grandparents? Are they the ones that really need to reinforce to the girls that, look, this isn't how it has to be and can't be?
Oh, I think that getting that message from parents is very, very important, because we need something to be able to counteract all the other messages that girls get as they're growing up. You know, there's something very toxic about our culture that really does make girls think, you know, I must be thin. This is the ideal. And I think that is really a precursor to the rampant body dissatisfaction that we see among, you know, adults, particularly women in Australia and in a lot of other Western cultures that you just don't see in other cultures. And so really, you know, what is it about our society that's doing this? I think parents really just need to be aware of the messages that their daughters are receiving and just know that, you know, playing with Barbies sometimes might be fine, but just be aware that it could be one of those factors that's sending that message to your daughter.
And not impinging on their further life. Carly, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much.